Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather in Israel today is warm and sunny, with clear skies across major cities like Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Haifa, perfect for being outside and enjoying the day. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel prepares a post-Hezbollah-Lebanon peace pact with teams from Jerusalem and Beirut set to meet in Rome. This comes from JNS Just In. Also, a woman suspected in the Monaco bombing was found shot dead near Kyiv. Two people have been detained. This is according to the Jerusalem Post, reported earlier this hour. Also this hour, troubling U.S. poll reveals 30% of Americans believe Israel committed genocide in Gaza. This story comes from Ynet, reported just minutes ago. Separately, Israel's diaspora minister has made strong remarks about President Erdogan, likening him to Hitler and Sinwar. Forward reported this in earlier reporting. And finally, Israel's diaspora minister calls Erdogan a grotesque hybrid of Hitler and Sinwar, according to JTA's earlier report. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT613 noted earlier today that IDF paratroopers discovered an old lathe used for rocket production in Rafah, southern Gaza. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli activist, wrote just now that the obstacle to peace in Lebanon is not Israel, but the Iranian-backed terrorists. Al Arabiya English shared earlier that former NATO official Stephanie Babst expressed frustration with claims about NATO allies freeloading. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the potential peace pact, JNS reports that teams from Jerusalem and Beirut will draft an agreement in Rome. This plan will be ready for implementation once the Iranian-backed Hezbollah is no longer in power. This move signals a significant shift in Middle Eastern diplomacy, aiming for stability in the region. Turning to the Monaco bombing case, the Jerusalem Post informs us that a woman suspected in the attack has been found dead near Kyiv. Authorities have detained two individuals related to this case. The attack targeted a wealthy Ukrainian-born Jewish businessman in Monaco last week. This development adds a complex layer to an international investigation. Meanwhile, a new U.S. poll from Ynet reveals shifting sentiments. About 30% of Americans now believe Israel committed genocide in Gaza. This is nearly 3 years after the events of October 7th. Such perceptions could influence U.S. foreign policy and public opinion regarding future U.S.-Israel relations. Finally, Israel's Diaspora Affairs Minister Amichai Chikli has made a controversial comparison. As reported by Forward, he likens Turkish President Erdogan to Adolf Hitler and slain Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. Such statements could escalate tensions between Turkey and Israel, affecting diplomatic relations. Turning to business news. First, Walla Business reports that a bartender from Be'er Sheva has won a case against National Insurance, ensuring cash tips are counted as part of her salary. This ruling could have widespread implications for service industry workers across Israel. Separately, Ynet Business highlights the WOMN CEO Summit 2026, where women in leadership took center stage. This event underlines the growing role of female executives and policymakers in shaping the business landscape. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that the industry in Israel's periphery is organizing a new representative body to work with the government. This initiative aims to prioritize the establishment of factories, potentially boosting local economies. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.